Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on SiriusXM NHL Network Radio. Brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I am Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. So we're going to flip over and we're going to talk about the Pittsburgh Penguins prospects. Well, that's hard to say. With co-director of amateur scouting, Jay Heibuck. And Jay, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Well, Jay, we've watched your team go through the draft process, over the last 10 years on this show and 15 for Russ and I, and we're always sort of curious to see which guys you go after. And one of the players that you got this year, both Russ and I were doing the show at the draft, and we were actually and we don't say very often. It's usually one or two guys that really drop that surprise us. And we sort of look at each other, and we mentioned it on air, and Kasperi Kapanen was one of them. Like, we're like, yeah. Wait a minute, did I miss something about his game? Like, are we off? Like, why is he dropping? Like, I'm not worried that he's 5'10". He'll grow into his body as well. I just, from your guys' perspective, were you guys, like, I know teams always say, yeah, we're surprised he was there, but then 90% of them, they weren't. But in your case, I think it's honest if you guys really were surprised that he was there.
Well, we were to the extent that he was there when we were still picking. In fairness to every other team, Kasperi did not have a great under-18 tournament last April, and I think his stock fell. And all that takes is for a couple of teams to move him down two or three slots on their list, and when those teams select, they pick the player ahead of him, and all of a sudden on every team's list he drops and he's there when we're picking. So were we surprised that he was still there when we picked? Yes. And we were very happy. I mean, I think he's a talented kid that can really skate. He's over 5'11 now. He's going to get stronger. Does he need to learn the details without the puck? Yes, like every young prospect, that's the part of the game he needs to concentrate on here in the next couple of years of his development.
Yeah, I like his hockey speed. I think it's really excellent. Good. I think he's pretty good two-way already, and he's got some really good talent closing in on the puck. When he sees a loose puck, he really can go get it.
Yeah, he had a really good training camp for us. I don't know if you guys were able to see any of the games, but he showed his speed and his skill. He's got a very good release on his wrist shot. Again, in the NHL, it was just those exhibition games. It was evident that his details coming out of his own zone, his defensive reads in the defensive zone need some work, and that's all part of the maturation process.
But when you're talking about 10 points in 11 games for SM Liga at his age. Right now, that's what he's doing. That's pretty amazing. We usually look up guys overseas and don't see those kinds of numbers.
Yeah, he's having a decent start over there, and not to belittle any of his teammates or anything. I don't think he's really playing with a natural playmaking center either, and I think it's going to be good for him. I mean, this year that he's got a year to develop before he, makes another step the next year in professional hockey. But this year should be good. We've asked him to concentrate on his defensive role, coming back hard, hopefully getting some penalty killing time. Because that's a big feather in your cap if he can become an all around player and even get some penalty killing in that type of experience also.
Well, Jay, when you have a father like Kasperi does, who was known for strong two-way play and was a dangerous penalty killer and had the ability to play in a lot of different types of situations, do you think it's just a matter of time of Kasperi adjusting to some of his defensive responsibilities, but also to a different ice surface as well when you come over to North America? Yes, Finland has more of a hybrid ice surface, but that extra time and space that you no longer have in North America, I think is harder on the defensive side for players than it is the offensive side. Do you think that is something that Kasperi will be able to pick up quickly after this season?
Well, we're hoping so. I agree with what you're saying. Things happen a lot faster in the North American ice, and you've got to read and react. But, in Kasperi's defense, growing up, he's been an offensive player. He can always skate and handle the puck and shoot. And, on his team, he's the guy that was supposed to score the goals. And, you know, his game is not totally rounded yet, and that's the part that we're hoping that develops, you know, quicker rather than later.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're talking about the Pittsburgh Penguins prospects with co-director of amateur scouting, Jay Heinbuck. And Jay, want to talk to you about a goaltender that you guys drafted in 2013 in Tristan Jarry, who, you know, as a backup for a couple years, didn't get the ice time but played exceptionally well in the 1 year in 2013 season and then became a starter and I think just took his game to a whole nother level. How happy you guys been with his game? Because Tristan's a lanky kid, but I noticed about his game, he's quiet feet, like he doesn't move unnecessarily, and he doesn't have the big holes underneath his arms where, you know, he's pretty tight and compact for a lankier guy. You guys must be pretty happy with your mid-second-round pick.
Yeah, we are. Tristan's a very efficient and smart goaltender. You know, he tries not to overdo it with his movement, tries to play under control. We like his puck handling. You know, the only thing we'd like to see a little more this year in Tristan is consistency. I mean, he's had some ups and downs this year during the course of this season. Of course, he doesn't have the Memorial Cup champions playing in front of him anymore either, as he did last year. But he had a big step in his development last year, and he's played some outstanding games this year, and had a couple of clunkers also. But we like where he's headed. We like his progression. Just for him to be consistent is what we're looking for. We like his future.
Yeah, I like his reflexes, his fast glove hand, and he's very aware of shooters at all time, and I think he's really good hugging the post, which is a good thing.
Yeah, like I said, I think he's fairly technically sound, and he relies on his tracking and his hockey sense, and I think he's a pretty smart goaltender, and he's got some athletic ability to back that up.
Jay, when you're looking at Tristan's game, do you think long-term it's going to be a benefit for him? For, you know, he had a tremendous defense and team in front of him last year, and then a lot of that talent left the room, and he's playing with some younger defensemen and younger players are going to make mistakes in the defensive zone. And do you think with, you know, higher quality of shots against him, you know, more responsibility on him, that although he may have some bumps in the road this year, that long-term this experience is going to be great for him?
Well, we hope so. I mean, because that's the situation he's in. You know, he's got a younger team in front of him. He is facing more shots. They don't have the record that they did last year. But so in that aspect, I'm sure you're right. He is going to be facing more shots. He's going to have more odd man rushes, probably some more grade A scoring chances against him. So, you know, we hope that helps his development and he stays positive about it. I mean, there's, you know, if you're not mentally strong, you can kind of say, we were so much better last year. But again, especially with a goaltender, you've got to have a lot of mental toughness.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're talking about the Penguins prospects with their co-director of amateur scouting, Jay Heinbuck. And Jay, I want to talk about probably one of my favorite players in your system, and Scott Harrington. And the reason why I like him is just he plays a real honest game. You know exactly what you're going to get out of him. If I was a coach, that's a guy I'm throwing over the boards and, you know, every defensive situation, because I know I can rely on him to make the other team pay a price to, you know, to score some goals. What were your thoughts on how he played last year in his first year in the American League? Because I was a little bit surprised by his offensive output, and his defensive game was strong, not too surprising by me. But as a rookie, that extra points sort of stood up for me. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, we were pleased with Scott's development. I mean, when he got to Wilkes-Barre Scranton last year, like most young players, he had a speed adjustment to get used to. And after that happened, he kind of took off, and he saw some time on the second power play unit, and he had this knack of getting his shot on the net. You know, in the shooting lane, he would get the puck on the net, and he picked up a lot of assists and points in that regard. But getting back to his overall game, I mean, we kind of echo what you were saying about Scott. We really like the details of his game. He's a cerebral player, doesn't try to do too much. If he needs to be high off the glass and out, it is. If the puck needs to be chipped to an area so one of your teammates can get to it, he chips it to that area. He's just a smart, efficient player.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy that you really can plug into a lot of different spots and count on him. Very reliable, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, and Scott's, we feel a little frustrated for Scott, too. I mean, we're in a situation where we're carrying seven defensemen on our NHL roster with waiver issues. So, unfortunately, Scott got a tough row to hoe, and you never want to wish for injuries or anything to happen. But, he's just got to keep getting better and better, and he'll get his chance. I mean, we're very high on Scott.
Well, do you think from his perspective that the extra year or maybe even another year after that in the American Hockey League will serve him better because it allows him to become a leader even at a young age in that locker room and season his game a little bit more? Because I think he is one of those perfect complements to a more offensive guy where his defense partner can go up the ice and help with the rush, and you always know that Scott's going to be back there to clean up anything that happens.
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, playing a lot of minutes is certainly going to help him. I mean, at some point you want to get up and play against better players, but I agree with what you're saying. He's going to log a lot of minutes and play in a lot of key situations, shut down Guy versus the other team's top line down in Wilkes-Barre. He's going to see some power play time, and he's certainly going to see every penalty killing time, and he's going to see the last minute of every period. So he's going to be put in situations which are going to be really beneficial for his development.
Jay, you're looking at your overall list that you guys over the last couple of years, and how challenging is for you guys to missed a first round pick last year and a second and a third this year. Does that make it a little bit more challenging inside of the room with the scouts when it comes down to put your list together?
Oh yeah, I think it does. I mean, we haven't picked. I think Derek Pouliot since my tenure in Pittsburgh has been our highest choice. But you have to do your homework as scouts, and you just put your list together in the order you feel are the best players and the best assets, and let the chips fall. I mean, teams select players that are on your list, and you have to stroke that name off and go to the guy that's on your list. So you just hope that you've done your homework and put the guys in the right order.
You know, and we were kind of laughing at the draft because we said when Kasperi was taken, they finally took a forward because you guys had a long run of like D and goalies there. So we were wondering when another potential line mate was going to come for Malkin there. But we want to thank you very much, Jay, for coming on our show. We always appreciate your insight and your prospects, and we look forward to seeing you at the rink.
Oh, my pleasure, guys. Take care. Thanks.
That's Jay Heinbuck, the co-director of amateur scouting for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Russ and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back into hour two, we'll talk a little bit about the Carolina Hurricanes prospects right after this important message.
HockeyProspect.com provides extensive NHL draft coverage. HockeyProspect.com acts like a 31st NHL team. They travel the globe, scouting prospects in all the major junior leagues and in international events. Their scouts produce scouting reports which are included in their annual NHL Draft Black Book publication. HockeyProspect.com is a widely respected source for independent scouting services and draft publications. Visit HockeyProspect.com today.